Grace to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God is the 35th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. This is a day of new beginnings, from sending our baby off to kindergarten to registering a promising PhD candidate after this service. A day of new beginnings for all of us at this place. Perhaps particularly for the 150 so first-year students who are beginning a professional study of theology with a goal that seems so long and far away, the holy office of the pastoral ministry. A new beginning for fourth-year students, back from a vicarage with a sweet taste in their mouths and in their hearts for serving God's people with the bread of life. And with all the questions, why do we have to endure three more quarters to do what we really want to do? I have a feeling some on my side of the fence will be telling you why in the next few days. A day of beginning, a new school year, with our eyes fixed on children as God's spokespeople, as his mouthpieces, as his word of life. And for us, this word from Isaiah, pointed for the day, is a very fitting way to begin. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees, and say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Anything we say about this word of God, we have to say to ourselves as God's people, as well as to ourselves as God's messengers of grace. You and I are called by God because people are weak and feeble and drooping and full of fear. That's what sin has done to people, to the whole world, as we know it so well, mirrored and reflected in our own being. And because of sin, we live in a world of anxiety, a world of fear, a world of weakness. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who live each day in the anxiety and weariness that sin has brought. And God says to you and to me, there is a message and a word for people who are weak and drooping and fainting and fearful. You and I have to go to them and say, be strong, fear not. But we're not supposed to go just as salesmen for some kind of a product, just as people who have some kind of ecclesiastical assertiveness training program. Go out and tell them, well, just straighten up your back and lift your shoulders and try to work that way. But do something inside, collect your resources, get a hold of yourself, and everything will be fine. But the whole audience knows how absolutely, devastatingly phony that is. Because all the assertiveness on the part of man does not drive away his fear. And all of your self-reliance does not take away his inner weakness and make him strong. But you and I, as God's spokesmen, are able to say, fear not, be strong, because of an action that the Lord God has taken for his people. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. The water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. And the burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground streams of water. The haunted jackal shall become a swamp, and the grass shall become leaves and rushes. And that promise of this great turnabout in all creation finds fulfillment in the ministry and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when the disciples of John came and asked, are you he who should come, or do we look for another? Our Lord said, go and tell John what you see and hear. And he quotes out of Isaiah 35. This is what's happening. The eyes of the blind are opened because the new era, the new messianic age has arrived, and God has come to fulfill his promise that he would come with vengeance, with a recompense of God, that he would come and rescue and save his people. But our Lord did more than heal a few blind and give speech to a few that were dumb and make the desert gloom. For us men and for our salvation, he went to the cross and laid down his life that we might have life everlasting. And he rose triumphant, having trampled sin and hell underfoot, and he lives and reigns forever and ever. And it is this Lord Jesus Christ who by his Spirit calls and commissions us to speak the word of salvation and victory and hope and strength to his people, to announce the new Exodus, not just the one out of Egypt, but the one that leads to everlasting life. And the highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not pass over it, and fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall attain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Brothers, that's the word that God has placed in your heart for your own faith and life, and on your lips for the faith and life of others. That in Jesus Christ, God has spread out a new highway for a new Exodus, and that they are called and summoned to be the ransomed and redeemed of the Lord, to walk in his way with joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing flee away. And so is it any wonder that in a book designed to encourage God's people in a day of weakness and faint-heartedness, when some might be prone to fall away, in the letter to the Hebrews, we could find almost a paraphrase of Isaiah 35. Listen. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with all men, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness spring up and cause trouble, and by it the many become defiled, that no one become immoral or irreligious like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be cut, a blazing fire and darkness, and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice whose words made the hearers entreat that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, to the judge who is God of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel. That is our calling, brethren, to bring people to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the new Mount Zion, to the joyous assembly, to the sprinkled blood of Jesus Christ, who equips us for our study, for our life of devotion, for our life of service, for our words spoken. With his sprinkled blood that speaks with greater eloquence than the blood of Abel. And he invites you and me, in all of our frailty, and all of our weakness, and all of our fears, to have courage and to be strong. For he gives us his body and his blood to strengthen us for faith, for life, for service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.